The Irish Independent leads with a report that politicians, residents and business owners have demanded action and answers as a new migrant tent city continues to grow on the banks of the Grand Canal in Dublin. As the paper notes, just days after a makeshift camp was cleared from nearby Mount Street, there are now up to 70 tents housing asylum seekers and migrants on both sides of the canal. The Labour TD, Eoin O'Riordan, is quoted as saying that the current government strategy is moving the problem from one area to another. In a long piece in the Irish Examiner, Cormac O'Keefe reports that foreign actors from the United Kingdom and the United States are influencing the more extreme protests about migration and asylum. On the front page of the Examiner, Paul Hosford reports that contractors, bus companies and taxi firms linked to sites earmarked for international protection applicants are being targeted on social media by anti-migrant groups in a bid to force them to withdraw their services. Cormac O'Keefe reports in the paper's lead story that the chief executive of the Electoral Commission has said that social media companies are very conscious that their platforms can cause quite serious damage to democracy. The Irish Times leads with research carried out for the Electoral Commission, which found that a significant minority of Irish people say they believe in conspiracy theories about a secret world government, scientists deceiving the public, and experiments being carried out on people without their knowledge. The Irish Daily Mail, in a lead story marked exclusive, reports that round-the-clock armed Garda protection and full state car privileges will be returned to former Taoiseach after what the paper describes as an alarming rise in politicians being targeted. The Irish Daily Star and Irish Daily Mirror both lead with the car crash near Baltinglass, County Wicklow, yesterday morning, in which a 15-year-old girl was killed. In just over a month's time, Ireland will go to the polls for local and European elections, the Examiner points out in an editorial. 450 million people in 27 countries are eligible to vote for a new European Parliament, says the writer. This may be the most important EU election in history. We all need to take it seriously. In The Independent, Ivan Murray reports from the Irish Farmers Association election debate in a hotel in Claremorris, County Mayo, last week. 11 candidates were present, and according to Murray, it was a dog-eat-dog affair. The scramble for the farmer vote in the Midlands Northwest European elections is heading for an all-out political war, she writes. As for the war in Gaza, the Times reports that the Book of Kells is to remain closed tomorrow, and restrictions on public access to the Trinity College Dublin campus remain unchanged as a student protest against the university's ties to Israel continues. The Independent, in an editorial, traces the history of boycott to Charles Stewart Parnell and reckons a boycott of sorts is now taking place in Trinity. The writer suggests that college and students alike would be well advised to engage in talks to resolve their differences. In an article in The Times explaining the links which the university has to Israel, Jack White writes that perhaps most contentious for protesters is Trinity's endowment fund, which includes investments in several Israeli companies, three of which are on a United Nations Human Rights Agency blacklist for doing business in illegal settlements in the occupied Palestinian territory. The provost of Trinity, Dr. Linda Doyle, is quoted as saying that the university's investment portfolio will be updated with reference to the UN blacklist.